Track 6, Feminist and Ethical Values. On the last track, we discussed the influence of the New Age, New Thought, self-help culture regarding encouraging the unveiling of repressed memories via intuition, imagination, and hearsay or unfounded information. On this track, we will examine the influence of the neo-feministic movement on the view of rape and sexual abuse. As you know, the feminist movement has had a significant influence on today's culture. Most of this, especially in the early years of the movement, involved increased percentage of women in the workforce. However, in recent years, the movement has become more argumentative. Instead of demanding equality for both sexes, the neo-feminist movement, some proclaim the superiority of the female sex. On the one hand, this can be viewed as a positive transformation, creating a sense of pride in women to overcome real oppression. However, much of this new movement is focused on the negative aspects in today's society as a result of patriarchal domination by men. In her book, Going Out of Our Minds, author and feminist Sonia Johnson writes, "We have not been warned that Daddy is our enemy, or Grandpa, or Uncle Steve, or Brother Harvey. Like rape, despite rhetoric to the contrary, incest in some cultures is not only encouraged, it is insisted upon, not just condoned, but blessed. Like rape, incest is not accidental. It is an institution of patriarchy, like the church, like the law, according to Johnson, absolutely necessary to maintain male privilege and power." Due to such literature as that by Johnson, there has become an ingrained belief in some clients that all men are out to get women, and that males and females are in fact enemies, not allies with the same goals in mind. Even well-respected original feminist Gloria Steinem asserts that rape is a tool of males to dominate females. Steinem states that childhood sexual abuse is a proverbial sexual terrorism that breaks the feminine spirit and makes women continue to believe terrible things will happen to them if they tell of their abuse. Clearly, because Steinem was such a prominent figure in the feminist movement, her very words and actions are taken seriously, in general, by the feminist or neo-feminist movements, instilling the idea of a male dominance conspiracy. Many female clients may assume that they were raped or abused, but have repressed it. Although Gloria Steinem is not ethically responsible for her beliefs, the therapists that follow her teachings should be cautioned of the hard line they take and be aware of ethical dilemmas arising from these. Can you see the potential how the authority that many people assign to those prominent women can dangerously transcend and accelerate false memories of sexual abuse? The influence this movement carries with it, the potential to destroy families and put innocent people in jail. Because the belief of male dominance is just that, a belief. Where do you stand on the issue of feminism and male dominance? Let's have you take a little self-awareness test. On a scale of 1 to 100, how would you rate your belief that male dominance in our society exists? 0 indicates you do not think it exists, and 100 indicates you believe it exists in all areas. Obviously, this is totally subjective, but merely meant to raise your awareness of how you may subconsciously pass your beliefs onto a receptive client. In short, in your next session, how can you remain conscious of your ability to possibly unintentionally instill male dominance beliefs in your sexually abused clients? Because of their already vulnerable state of mind, many clients will take an authority figure, like those prominent of the feminist movements or their therapist words, as being infallible. As you are aware from a previous track, the NASW Codes of Ethics states, social workers should be base practiced on recognized knowledge, including empirically based knowledge, relevant to social work and social work ethics. Obviously, the therapist's personal beliefs are not empirical knowledge, and therefore should remain separate from the needs of his or her clients. Also, this belief in feminine superiority borders on discrimination. If a preconceived prejudice against men exists, it is the therapist's right to hold such an idea, but not to force it upon the client, of course, who may not hold the same beliefs. Even though the idea of being sexist towards men seems a backwards one, it is still considered discrimination. As a result, this is an ethical contrast to codes of ethics. So, let's get to that self-evaluation test I mentioned earlier. Here's a 4-point feminist male dominance ethics checklist for you to ponder before your next session with your sexually abused client. You might consider replaying this track, track 6, prior to your session with this client if you feel these issues may be operating at a subconscious level for you. As I pose each of these questions, rate your answer on an internal level of 0 to 10. 0 being you have no feeling towards the issue, and 10 being you have extreme feelings towards the issue posed in the question. Number 1. Regarding your marital status, are you divorced? On a scale of 0 to 10, what are your feelings towards the resolution of that relationship? If you are in a relationship, on a scale of 0 to 10, at what level do you feel dominated by your male partner, if you're a female therapist, or vice versa? On a scale of 1 to 10, at what level do you have some personal baggage that you may be subconsciously carrying into your session with your female client who claims she has memories of being sexually abused by her father when she was 2? Number 2. Regarding your status at work, on a scale of 1 to 10, at what level are you resentful if the head of your agency is a male? Have you ever been passed over for a promotion or not hired because a man got the job? From 1 to 10, at what level do you basically feel that men are better, more professional, more knowledgeable, better qualified, and have more experience than a woman? Number 3. Regarding your personal value system, if seeking medical attention, do you get uncomfortable if the doctor is a woman? Rate from 0 to 10, at what level do you prefer that your doctor were a man? And last of all, after evaluating marital status, work status, and personal values, regarding female financial and professional success, on a scale of 1 to 10, at what level are you surprised when you discover the doctor is a woman, or the head of a large corporation is a woman, or the clerk receptionist is a man? I encourage you to share this exercise with your colleagues, perhaps during your next staff meeting. Clearly, there are no right or wrong answers here, good or poor scores. The goal of this 4-part exercise is to increase the therapist's self-awareness regarding their attitudes towards male dominance and to consider ethically how they may be subconsciously manipulating the memories of their clients who have experienced or think they have experienced sexual abuse. On this track, we discussed the influence of the neo-feminism and the feminist movements, and the effect they may have on clients who are recalling sexual abuse, in addition to a personal sexist view rating exercise. On the next track, we will examine the effect of false memory generation on innocent so-called perpetrators. Question 6. This track strongly suggests that the therapist evaluate their sexist attitudes via a 4-point rating scale, which includes what 4 criteria?